Hey guys, welcome to With Me Tonight. This is Onika McLean, your girl. But let me tell you who we got in the building today. My girl, Beverly McLean, Baldwin, Wall, whatever you want to call it. This is Miss Bev. This is my mother. We talk about a whole bunch of stuff. We talk about love, redemption, happiness, and just our relationship, because a lot of people talk about having like great relationships with their mom. I did not, but I have an amazing one now. And that story, I hope you are encouraged, inspired, and I hope you share this. Just share this, because this is a good story. This is a story that I wish I was able to tell forever. Be well.
Welcome to With Me Tonight, a podcast hosted by me, the hilariously funny, that's right, I said it, Onika McLean. I am a New York City comedian and legal professional. I am a mom, I'm a friend, I'm a lover. I've had so many different lives, and we're going to talk about those lives. We're going to interview those people that have inspired me, encouraged me. We're going to get funny, we're going to get political. We're going to do all things that human beings get to do in a flawed, hilariously funny way. Hey guys, how are you? Hope your week was going well. This is Onika McLean, your host of With Me Tonight. And we're still sitting here in this pandemic. I think everything's getting better because Atlanta's turning up. The strip clubs are opening up and the barbershops and the beauty salons, you know, all the things that Black people frequent, they're opening up. So, you know, be another genocide. I hope not. But we're still sitting here in this pandemic. We have Adam here. Welcome, guys, to With Me Tonight. I am your host again, Onika McLean. And with me tonight is Beverly, Miss Bev, a.k.a. Miss Bev, Miss Beverly Ann Wall. Right, Ma? That's what you're going by?
That's my government name now.
That's her government name.
Beverly Ann Baldwin.
She's Beverly Ann Baldwin, and then she got married to two dudes, and then now she's Beverly Wall. That's my mama. And most people say that I'm a funny person, but she is a hilarious person. She says all kinds of stuff. I had to pay her $50 to do this podcast because she said I'll always be keeping my money and never try to spread the wealth. So she was like, give me mine. So I gave her hers, and now we have her for a little while. And you guys get to meet her. Welcome to the show, Ma.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, Onika.
What's going on with you? How you feeling?
Life.
You feeling life?
I'm not going to speak about how I feel because you're always going to have aches and pains in these bodies. But I'm alive today.
That's true.
Good personality. I'm talking with you. Mm-hmm. So all is great.
And you're doing a lot of renovations on your new home that you just purchased in North Carolina.
Praise God. Yes, he's so amazing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes, when I think about how great he is, and I mean, I'm very serious about that. He is so amazing. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. He can take your beauty, what they call it, beauty for ashes. That's truly true. Mm-hmm. I sit and wonder sometimes, why me? But then I say, why not me?
That's right. Why not you? Shoot. You just went through the fire and the rain. Shoot. Everybody else did too. So you gotta bask in your glory sometime, right?
Yes. Yeah. But it's wonderful being in North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
So she has three children. She's a single mom. What's all that background? It's from her phone. So Mom, just stay still. Can you take that out? Just stay still so that you're not moving around.
Okay.
Should we start over? No. Okay. You just gotta stay still because what's happening is when you move, you get the feedback.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. So my mom was a single mom. She raised me, my sister, and my brother all by herself. She came to New York when she was 18 months.
On my own 18, but I have been coming back and forth. Mm-hmm. I got pregnant with you at 16. I got messed up at 17. And at 18, we left North Carolina.
Right. What you mean messed up?
Married.
The modern time, my mother was 18 years old. She had two children and was married and separated. Like, that was a lot for 18-year-old ma. Like, so you came to New York, you had me, and you had Keisha in your belly, and tell the story.
And we went to live with my sister. But at the time, I didn't know I was as many months pregnant with LaKeisha as I was. And when we got to New York, I found out, I'm like, we got there in March. So I must have been about 3 or 4 months. So we lived with my sister and I still was carrying LaKeisha. LaKeisha was born in October. Mm-hmm. I had LaKeisha October 21st, 22nd.
Second month.
22nd. Mm-hmm. And I went to work October 31st in Greenpoint, New York, over in the factories. Making the little Cub Scout things to go around the curse shifts. And I worked there for a couple of years. Then I went to work in another factory in Marcel Mirrors. I then got my GED. And once I got my GED, I started taking city tests. I passed tests. I got a job at HPD. Then I got a job at traffic. Then I got a job at the school. I was like working in three different schools. I worked for the Board of Ed. I became a paraprofessional.
You always worked two jobs, Ma. As long as
I had two children at that time. And nobody was giving us anything. Right. And we wasn't going to live poor. I was determined my children would never live like I did. So That's why I worked two jobs.
Damn, that's a lot, Ma. That's a lot. We talking about, I'd say a joke on my stand up, and I'm like, anybody remember when their mother turned 25? And they're like, people looking like, who it could remember that? And I'm like, I did. I helped her plan a birthday party. Because I was 10 when you was 25. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
But you have to, how 18 Keisha was, right? And then I had Kevin.
But you had Kevin a long time after.
Later part in years, but still I had him. Mm-hmm. I got a job at the post office. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
How
I
was that?
I did 33 years at the post office.
Did you like working at the post office, Mom?
Oh, yes. I enjoyed it. It was, I used to drive the forklift for like 20 years. That means I wasn't around a lot of women because only maybe two women were forklift drivers. So that was everything.
And one of them was probably a lesbian.
I doubt that. I don't know. I know I wasn't. I was talking to a whole lot of guys.
My mother is so crazy. You said you was talking to a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember Lennox the most because you dealt with Lennox for a long, long time.
Because he was an older man. He was taking care of us.
Yeah.
Us and plenty like others. But as long as I got mine, it's all right. It was good.
We never
lived rough. Always did good.
I always said, I say, my joke is, you know, a lot of comedians come up here and say how they were so poor and they had to eat with sandwiches. And I'm like, no, my mother's beautiful. She always had a husband taking care of us. It was never her husband. But y'all dads is good to us. They did what they had to do. And people always fall out laughing. And every time I tell that joke, my mother laughed too. She'd be like, you're damn right.
The truth sets you free.
You ain't lying. The truth sets you
free. A lot of people like to cover up and pretend this and that. Not me. I think it's so freeing to be truthful. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, who are you lying to? Why? Mm-hmm. You did what you had to do at that time. So
right, to get by or do it right.
Be ashamed to make sure you want to get your children fed and let them have the things that the other kids have. Mm-hmm. Because children can be very mean, mm-hmm, and say little things. So that none of those things was going to happen to mine.
Right. You're so, right.
You know, fine.
I didn't know that. That's great. Yeah.
No way. Because I really never really had a childhood. So, but you know, life was what it was. But I just was determined that I was going to do the best and take care of mine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing I purpose in my heart to take care of mine.
So having your kid at such a young age, do you feel like you wanted to do other stuff with your life? And like when you were 16, did you, like before you had me, did you have any plans that you wanted to do? Did you want to do something else with your life?
Plans?
I
lived down in the cut, and why, well, they called it the cut because it cut off everything else. We used to walk to church. It ain't like I planned to get pregnant, but it happened to my plans for life. I didn't even think about getting out of there. Plus the fact, I told you, I used to didn't even think I was going to live to be a certain age because life was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I have another joke. I have so many jokes about my mother and I don't even tell them hardly. I have another joke. I'm like, my mother used to be like, oh, you know, I'm going to die by the time I turn 25. It had to be 25. And I was like, and you was like, you're going to have to take care of your sister. And I used to be like, okay, but I'm 8. Like, I don't know. Guess I'm going to have to go into school trying to get a job. Y'all hiring in here? Y'all fucking hiring? Because this girl is about to be out of here. And I got to take care of my little sister. That's crazy. But that's because you were so young, Ma. You were so young. That's a lot. 2 kids at 18 by yourself. Nobody helping you. You trying to go out.
Yes, but that's so sad because I really meant that.
Mm-hmm.
Life was hard. I mean, when I say, and it's not like as a child, I had it easy because now I understand why. But my mother used to take me to New York because she did a sleep-in job in Long Island. Mm-hmm. And she would drop me off at one of her sisters and she would never come back. And they shipped me off to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then they shipped me off to somebody else. And my cousin Brenda says to me one time, don't you feel bad that you don't know when Aunt Eileen was going to come back? That thing hurt me so bad. Mm-hmm. Why would you even ask me something like that? But I'm just saying. So these things had, as a child, was factored into my life of making sure that I would have to take care of my children. I didn't want that to be known of me. I wanted to take care of them.
Right.
And that's why working and doing the protection. I knew it was just the three of us, mm-hmm. and I told y'all that all the time. It's the three of us against the world,
right?
And we made it. Yeah. Look at us now.
We did make it. It's true. It's true. And that's so crazy because you were raised in trauma, because that's abandonment. That's a lot of stuff. You were raised in trauma. Yeah, it's like kids having kids.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a lot. So what's your most proud moment? What moment in your life that you think about that makes you feel so proud of yourself?
I think when I turned 60, what was it, 63?
Mm-hmm.
And we went up to the mountain with all of us together, and you were doing the dancing on the floor, and I mean, with all of us was together, Tiana, and it was...
We rented a cabin in the mountain.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, because all your kids are there.
It's been so many memories we've had. But when we had the pajama thing with your house with the seafood, you know, because, you know, Lakeisha is an event planner,
mm-hmm.
so it works for us. And just being able to have lived to see you strive, Lakeisha make it, Kevin make it, and then God showed a favor and I'm still here to see it because my children have always been the only thing that mattered to me.
Wow.
Always. That's why when you said, Ma, you don't want to do this? No, I really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I felt like I'd made the accomplishment when y'all had made it, had the good jobs, you really, really, really was able to take care of yourself. You didn't have to worry about anybody having to do it for you.
Right.
Because I didn't want you to have to go through my steps. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I would have 2 or 3 jobs.
Right.
And now I don't regret it one bit because everything that I went through mm-hmm. has made me the woman that I am today. Mm-hmm. And I'm still loving life. I would really like to have like a good friend, but
I
don't want too young because I'm not gonna be going to hell for no whatever. I would love a handyman so he could be handy around the house and fix these things, cut the grass, you know, like a Hollywood or a Bubba Warren.
A Hollywood or a Bubba. But Mom, when we go to dinner, you always like flirt with the waiters and you always like say stuff like, you got nice arms.
I don't flirt with them.
Yes, you do.
I just be saying things. I don't care. I just like to make people laugh or throw them off guard. They like that. Everybody likes something to be said to them that makes them feel good. Right. Like, you know, it's just a smile or to say, wow, you look really good. It makes them feel good. They don't might not say it, but everybody needs some time to be taken out of thinking, because everybody's always thinking, how am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to do this? How am I going to get rid of this heifer? And then you say, hello, you know, people be thinking, they're always thinking.
It's true. No. It's like Adam, our producer. I'm always like flirting with him a little bit. And he always looking at me like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, Adam, I'm just, you know, hey. He's really handsome, though. He is really handsome. Shout out to Adam. And I just listened to his little escapades. It's amazing.
Okay, how long has this been already?
Ma, this is not worth $50. You just started. What are you talking about?
You don't know about what I charge.
It's only been 15 minutes, Ma.
And?
You said that you're going to do it for 45 minutes.
No, I never said 45. I might have said 30. I know damn well I ain't said 45.
Okay, Ma. Think about this, Ma. When we talk about this, your great-great-grandkids could listen to this podcast and hear about your story.
There'll be no great-great-grandkids. Look around at your children and your niece and your nephew.
Everybody gay?
No, I didn't say that. They ain't no gay. They just don't want children.
Yeah, it's true.
Millennials do not want that responsibility. Right. They like Kevin said to me that I said, when you go, he be getting all dressed and matched up and whatever to go out. And I said to him, so he said, I don't be getting dressed to go in the club. I get dressed so we could take pictures. I just be styling.
Yeah, that's the millennials.
Because Charlotte has a whole lot of places for them to go take. Charlotte is really amazing with the artists drawing on the walls and all that. So they're going to take
pictures for the gram.
Movie shots. And, you know, that's what they do.
So they don't want kids.
Might go to a pub.
But Ma, you're going to have some grandkids. But you're going to have some great grandkids. You don't think so?
I don't know why you want me to have them. I'm not going to watch them. So
I know you didn't watch your grandkids.
Exactly.
You're like, hell no. I left Nia with you and I was like, did you feed her? And you was like, I gave her Icy. I was like, what? You said, don't leave her here then. She your kid, I raised mine.
Exactly.
I was like, you are supposed to be Nana. You was like, hell no. My mother is like my sister, actually. My mother would go to the club with me and my girlfriends. She would go to the club with me and my girlfriends and pull dudes, right? Because she's beautiful. So people used to be trying to talk to her. It was the worst experience ever because it was her car. And she used to say shit like, well, then I guess nobody gonna go. What are you talking about? Remember we went to Sugar Hill that time?
Oh, yeah. But I left y'all because that was that. Oh, yeah. I remember that. That was probably the last time I ever went anywhere with y'all.
And you got that guy's number and you was beeping him. Remember? You was like, I'm beeping his number. It's not calling back. And Andrew Manigault was like, just keep beeping him, Miss Bev. Just keep
beeping. So I tell you, it's good to have a mother that's not... No, that's not half dead. That loves life.
You said that's not half dead.
Right. I love life.
It's true.
I like to laugh. Kevin said to me the other day about when I was putting the deck and talking about the furniture. He said, you don't even like people. I said, that's not true.
You don't.
I do like them.
You don't like them to come over and hang out? Only one.
I love people, but I just like my space. I'll go and hang over to people's house, but I know when to leave. I'm not an entertainer. I'll get the stuff that you need to grill, but somebody got to get on the grill. I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. I'll make sure the liquor, the food is there. You better get somebody to cook it and probably serve it, because I'm not doing that. I'm the provider. See, I still have it in me. Mm-hmm. And I'll just sit down and entertain. Mm-hmm. I am a diva. That's not a lie.
You are a diva, Ma. You yes. are a diva. She was like, I just want people to take care of my shit. Like, I don't understand why y'all not giving me stuff. I be like, Ma, we the same age. Oh, we ain't the same age. I am your mother. You're supposed to be helping me out. I'm like, okay, Ma.
No, I'm not. Why? I like people, but I'm not going to get, I'm not cooking on the grill. I might be burning my arm. My legs is old now and I'm tired with arthritis and whatever. I do what I want to, but I'm not doing that. So if people that like to do, they can invite me. I'll bring, sometimes I might bring a bottle or something, but some people like doing entertainment and having a whole lot of people over there.
I like entertainment.
I know you like it. Y'all got it for me when I was younger. I like to go. Matter of fact, I used to have a lot of cookouts and stuff when we was in New York.
Really?
I sponsored them. You know, we had a big lot of cookouts in the backyard.
With Cynthia, your family.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who was on the grill. Cynthia did the cooking. She liked it. Let her cook. Then you get a DJ, Tyrone, and whatever them.
Yeah.
Drink up and eat up. I provided because I never asked anybody for anything.
Right.
And I'm very careful. I'll make salads because I don't want people making food at my house and somebody gets sick. Mm-hmm. So I would do that part. I'll do the food. Mm-hmm. But for jumping up and getting people plates and trying to have a conversation with 20 people, no, I don't want to talk to you. Just eat and go drink someplace else. Go talk to somebody else.
Jesus Christ, Ma. Okay.
That's just me.
Okay, so Ma, we need to talk about the love of your life.
Who? Oh, Jesus. Who's that? Oh, you know, I had the strangest dream about him last night.
What happened? That's my father, guys. Keep up, okay?
It went to some birthday party somebody was giving him, and it was like a big house, but it looked like on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, we was talking and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, all these different women coming and all these damn babies and whatever, whatever. So I
my
was
father
like,
got like 15 kids. Cut, sorry. Cut.
I was like, what? But I knew that he had that. But these were new. It's just like it was a harem he had. And I got this one. I said, what the hell I'm doing thinking about Doug? I hope he ain't getting ready. And God just showing me that's his funeral.
Oh, gosh. He ain't going to die. Mom.
I don't know. But I listen.
Okay, my mother loves my father. Like, my mother has loved my father forever. When I grew up, my mother would be listening to sad songs, crying in the living room. The whole town's laughing at me. ZZ Hill, anything that says love and loss, she would just be in there crying, thinking about my father. thinking about my father. She got married to somebody else, and she would be in her living room with her new husband crying over my father. And the new husband would just be looking like, what the fuck is going on? And he knew not to say nothing. I was like, I would beat her. I would beat her if I was you.
My clients could beat nobody. I still would probably, no. You know, I used to really be in love with him, like really loved him, and like would think about a picture of life of me and him being together. But I don't like him now. So mm-hmm. really, truthfully, I don't like the person that
he became?
No, I don't like that person at all. Not at all. And when, see, Duck and I were, he says, we were both, now he says that, before I didn't believe him, but we were both virgins, come from dysfunctionality in a family. Mm-hmm. So it was just him and I. Mm-hmm. And he would walk down from the house back up to the hill, and I would put my coat and stuff on him so he wouldn't be cold. It just was special.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got pregnant with you, he got a job at the mill, and he would make sure when he got paid, he would go bring money down for me to go get food so we don't have to, my mom and hit my mom in the mouth by eating theirs. I mean, he was special, and I can never say that I will forget that person, but this person, I don't know who that person is.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
But you loved him for a long time. You wanted to get back together with him until I was damn near my 30s.
Most of my whole life, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason why I married Clarence, because he married Nell, and I felt like all hope was gone. And see, I'm honest with my feelings about him.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I don't, He doesn't, when I see him, he doesn't do anything for me because I see something totally different. Mm-hmm. I really do. I see something totally, totally different. And then to me, the way he's traveled through life is that he has an issue with women. Mm-hmm. And he always say, his sister says to me the comment, I left him.
Yeah, but yeah. He does think that. I said to him one time that I have issues with men. I was like, I have issues with men. I don't trust them. And he was like, I have issues with women. I don't trust them either because I think they're going to leave me. Like, your mother left me. And I'm like, dude, he was beating her up. She left because it was violent, right? No?
Yes.
But I think that people don't realize what they do in a situation. They only remember what they felt. And so what he felt when you left was abandoned. So that's his reality.
Because he's selfish. And if he felt that abandonment, when I left, I don't think I was gone 2 weeks before he was running it as a whorehouse. So he's full of shit. And I'm glad, he really is. That's why I'm so glad now that God has taken that yearning for him away. That was the best feeling I could feel, that I could breathe and not want him.
Right.
That makes it all the best because I really did. The only reason why, like I said, I married the why is because my ex got married again, because I definitely would have, that why was, why in the hell did I do it? Yes.
Well, my dad had, when my mother was pregnant at like 18 with my sister, my dad had already had two other women pregnant. Three siblings the same age.
Yes.
All in a little town.
And he's supposed to be a married man, though, but I left him.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. But wait, Ma, tell us about the story when you had to beat the girl up at church.
Oh, was we married? I was so young. Yeah, I had Nika. Oh, when I made the girl, Diane, that was talking to Calvin, made her tell me who Doug was messing with because he used to be at the high school all the time. At that time, I was married and watching Nika, so I didn't get to go to school. I was trying to go to night school to get my diploma. But anyway, so she finally told me who it was. So that Friday, I get with Winky and I go down to this girl's house because I was going, and she went to the church. But I went up to the house on a Friday and knocked on the door, and her old grandma, Miss Daisy, kept saying, "The Deborah ain't here." And I said, "Why you won't open the door? Let me in. Deborah ain't here." She probably was lying. I said, "Deborah ain't here, but you know Duck was coming here. You know he was a married damn man." I said, "That's okay." So Saturday, we had choir rehearsal at the church. 1 o'clock. Yeah. So we go into the church, and I'm on the choir stand. She comes up. You know, everybody got their own little people who they hang with. Mm-hmm. So I said, when choir practice is over, I want to talk to you. So, she got friends, so she want to pop shit. She said, "You can talk to me now." I said, "Who the fuck you talking?" I grabbed her ass and we get ready to lay till I was just dragging her. But Mr. Lowndes them stopped it. So, I couldn't get her there. My mom was so embarrassed. I didn't care. Then I still couldn't get her. Every time I would try to get her, she was able to run. But one day, one evening, they was having a softball game down at the Armory, and I see the dark green car that Duck was driving, and I seen the car. And the door was open, so I go over to the car. He's asleep in the back seat. So I seen these little boys. I had a couple quarters. I say, everybody know everybody. Mm-hmm. "You know Deborah Hall? Yeah, I know her. I know her." I said, "Go in there and tell her Duck want her." So I sit on the little edge of the thing. And then when she comes over to the car and she reach in and say, "You want me?" I said, "No, bitch, I do." And I beat the living hell out of my brother Lewis, God rest his soul, he see me fighting and whatever. And people gonna call the cops. So he picked me up and threw me in the back of the truck and took me to mama house. And my mama said to me, you better leave that girl alone. You better." She said, "You done got her. Now you leave that girl alone." And Duck ass is who you should be beating anyway. Mm-hmm. Wanting to fight. I said, "Nope." She got smart with me. And then mama was like, "And you're out there at the church embarrassing me." I said, "Well, how am I embarrassing you?" That's all she concerned about. Don't even care about how I feel about it. I could whoop that. I was going, oh, thank you. Yeah. So then years father later on, I call down south. And guess who answers the phone?
Who?
Deborah Hall. What? Deborah. I called the phone. I said, hello. I said, may I speak to Lewis? She said, he's not here. He just, I said, who is this? Deborah Hall. I said, oh, shit. Now just hung up the phone. Because she's nothing but a hoe anyway. Yeah. Yes.
So that's a good story, Ma. That's where I got that from. When I used to be acting crazy over Just.
Believe it. I know. I told you. That's why it was so hard for me, because I was seeing myself again. I was like, I just don't want her to go through that.
Yeah, I went through a whole bunch of stuff.
Me too. And with your daddy.
Yeah, you was trying to get me out of that. I was like, mm-mm, I'm going to be right there. In
no,
this.
I really did. I really wanted you out of there. I did not want that life for you.
Yeah, I wanted it. Way. I wanted that street life hard. I was like,
it's not even so much street life. Mine wasn't street life. I really, truly loved him. Mm-hmm. And I had this thing in my head that we would be a family, mm-hmm. because I didn't have that.
Right.
That was my desire. To have a husband, a wife, the children, the car, the house. You going to work, I'm going to work. I don't know where the hell I got it from. It must have been off TV. Them white folks or somebody. Because damn sure it wasn't happening in my life. So, you know. I'm serious.
Yeah. That's so crazy. That's a lot.
Wasn't happening in mine. Damn. So, now the current thing is I got rabbits in the backyard. You know, I don't know nothing about, but it was a lot of them. It's still one big one now. So they jumping all over the grass, but there's one sitting on this particular spot. And I'm throwing a shoe at her. She still won't move. Come to find out, she's sitting on her baby ass rabbits and she's having them in the yard.
She's having babies in the yard?
They in the yard. And that, you know, she sits on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Alla went on YouTube and looked it up, and they said if you see a brown spot in your lawn, because mm-hmm. it's now time for the mating season.
Wait, give me 1 second. Jackie was calling back now. I don't know why.
Who's Jackie?
McMickens, remember? That's going to be our next guest. McMickens, the one that helped when I purchased this house. Remember? Jackie McMickens.
Didn't I tell you about when... People keep saying to me, you remember so-and-so, you remember so-and-so?
Oh, so this is what my mother said. My mother said she don't be remembering anything, right? Listen at him. She said, I don't remember anything. And she said, and I don't want to remember. She said, I was going to take that Glenn Copa stuff, but why would I take that and then remember shit that I got to feel bad and then I got to apologize to people? I'd rather not remember it. No, I don't remember it. I was high. Cocaine messes up your memory. Hello?
Yes, I don't with people kill me. I said, I don't know why. Don't ask me. Oh, better than that, I know you. I said, I don't remember who was that. I don't remember them. I said, I've been through a lot, child. I don't remember. I said, and God told me to look forward.
She said, God told me to look forward. I'm looking toward the hill. I'm not looking back. Who cares?
Yeah, because people like to do, and you know, they be doing it trying to see if you really do remember some bullshit that you did to them. I don't care. I don't give a look. Do you remember? No, I don't. And I wish you stopped asking me. Do I remember? I was on high off cocaine. And you know, I didn't like weed. I was doing coke and drinking liquor. So how can I remember?
Yeah, I'm you sick. Said I don't like no weed because weed make you think. Remember you said
and
that?
I never wanted to think.
Mm-hmm. He was like, weed make you think. No. I'm good.
I don't want that. Yes. So is my $250 up yet?
You made a good life for yourself, little lady. Coming with $15 in your pocket and flip-flops and a wig on your head, right?
15? What are you talking about 15? Those are 10. And about three Pampers mm-hmm. and flip-flops on my feet and an Afro wig on my head. And we left, Zemek left going to Washington. And me and you got in the car because I had already asked him when he was leaving. And he said, oh, probably Saturday. I said, can I go with you? He looked. He said, I don't care. That was my cousin Zombie. God rest his soul.
Mm-hmm.
And he the one who took me and went to Maryland. Nuke took me to the doctor, a friend of his, and they did the test, a real like sonogram test. And I was 6 months pregnant and looked like I was about wearing a 5'6" from a 13, 14, all the stress your father put me in.
Mm-hmm. From his cheating ways.
From his cheating ways and abusive ways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you think, imagine that. No, I'm not stupid. But imagine, and I still loved him my whole life.
Yeah. Sometimes you get one love.
I don't even think that was love. I just wanted a normal life for my children.
Maybe you wanted that family. Because you know what it is? Because you say, you know, it's just the three of us. It's just the three of us. But I don't think you saw it as that we were family. We were your responsibility. Some women think like family means that there needs to be a man there, you know, to like complete.
I would have wanted that too. But guess what? You and Keisha at that time was my family. You was all I had.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All I had. Because remember, my sister then was acting crazy and everybody, mama and everybody, y'all was all I had. So that's why when we wind up having been the babysitter, that's why it was so easy for me to just wind up us staying over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. because it was a family.
Right.
And that was my depiction of family, for at least to have somebody would take care of my children. Mm-hmm. And I could come from work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's crazy, but it's the truth. And that's probably why I just don't know if I have a trust. I don't even think so. It matters. I'm good. I just be bothered when the hell I want to be bothered. And when I don't want to be bothered, I don't want to be bothered. That's mm-hmm. it.
Were we talking about men?
I'm talking about people.
Okay.
I'm just saying people in general.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, at some time in life, I had to just, it was just us. My being around people wasn't like, oh, it was a joyful occasion. No, I was either around them to get drunk, get high, or just to get away from being working all week. Mm-hmm. And then you go home. And that's not fun.
Right. It's not
that's
life.
That's doing something just to
medicate
and mask the problem. Mm-hmm. You're medicating yourself, and you now when you drunk or when you high, you don't have to think about it. Mm-hmm. But that's not true mm-hmm. because you think about it more.
Right, right. But it becomes a vicious cycle.
Yes,
and
I know.
And how do you get out of it? It's a lot. It's a lot because just having the knowledge. People don't even have the knowledge what depression is. People didn't have the knowledge what anxiety was. Now everything is like uber diagnosed. But before nobody did, just like you just had to figure it out.
You had to figure it out.
I was telling Adam about ADD and we were talking about ADD medicine and the kids are on ADD. I mean, the kids are on Adderall and all that stuff. And I was like, I was bad too. I had ADD too. They used just to beat the shit out of me. And Adam said, that's how we handled it back then. Like, sit your ass down. Like, get out of here. What are you doing? Sit your ass down. It's true. It's a different time.
It's so different now. And with, like you tell my grandkids, people don't even want to be bothered with their own children. I mean, of y'all of that age that you're at now.
Yeah, because the kids don't really leave home. So no, and not only that,
you really just don't, because you had them young mm-hmm. and you taking care of them too. So basically, only thing is the job might change and you make a little bit more money. But truthfully, the cycle has a tendency of continuing.
It's true. It's true. Because I had Imani at 20. You had me at 16. That's 4 years later. That
and then they don't want to move and get a place to live. But they want their car. They want the clothes. But and they want to dress $500 up. Because why? They don't want the responsibility though of leaving home.
Right,
because that would be, and now you see much more of them. What they do? They got roommates.
Mm-hmm. Six and seven of them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
We could live with six and seven people.
They don't live. They just be drunk and getting high. All I know, that's not living. They, I'm serious. Mm-hmm. They're not conscious of nothing that's going on.
Right. Well, they uber conscious, but they just get excited and upset about dumb shit, you know, because they so woke.
No, nigga, because they're not conscious, because the real life is going to hit them real hard.
Because the person that's paying the rent.
This is the new norm.
Right.
Jobs that used to be so whatever, they're not going to be out there. I mean, you know, it really is true. For people think
You mean for because of the pandemic? Because of the pandemic?
This world is never going to change. This thing was set up, that pandemic and whatever. I never believed that this was of them. They created all of this, and it's billions and billions of dollars that they're making. They need to make that money so it can go give it to the folks to run down there and buy sneakers and kill themselves over sneakers so they can get back in the economy, making more money. But who's going to pay for it? The taxpayers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing is free. You pay one way or the other. You pay going in or you pay coming out. Feel me? That's enough. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Ma, for allowing me to interview you. Thank you for being with me tonight. It was a really good experience. And
thank you for being an amazing woman that you are. I'm so proud of you. Wow. I'll be so glad when you really get it and understand that, you know, you're supposed to make your mother's life much better than what it was. Cash at me, my $200.
She said, cash at me, my $200.
All right. I love you.
I love you too. Bye. Okay, you guys, you had it. This is why I am the way I am. Give it up again, or I don't know. I wish I was in a comedy club. That's what we say normally, give it up again for Beverly Wall. Oh, wow. You see, that was like, you see, that's my mama. And that's only a smidgen. She didn't talk about religion. She didn't talk about sex. She didn't talk about a lot of stuff that she talks about all the time. She is uber inappropriate and so damn dope. Just like me. Just like me. But I am scaled back. I am the scaled back version of Beverly Wall. So thank you guys for listening. I will see you next time. Good night.